Shalom, shalom. Welcome to day number 9 of 2024 consecration. I'm so excited, but we know we have new territory to continue on activating during this consecration as we pray the mysteries of God. This day theme is increase in love. You see, love possesses a contagious quality. As we commit to walk in love, it becomes an inspiration for others to access the profound resource in the hasi agape. You see, simply adopting a mindset characterized by the jacked up, act up mentality generate a ripple effect, motivating others to pursue similar course. It is crucial to remember that our attitude not only influence our personal attitude, but also it reshape our environment around us. In other words, your attitude create your attitude. And what you see in your attitude will begin to attract those kind of seeds back in your mind. You know, Paul tells us in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 2, And he tells us the importance of being committed to walk in the love of God. Paul echoes and he reminds us that we should copy Christ's sacrificial love described as an offering to God. Sweet smelling aroma, creating that type of atmosphere. In that type of atmosphere, there is nothing impossible. So authentic love, it is a part of the Father's character. It goes beyond a sentimental feeling. You see, in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, Paul, he articulate love importance with characterizing really very clear, with much clarity. He emphasizes as patient kindness, humility, and forgivenessness. So love is not conditional. It opens the door to forgivenessness and extends an olive branch. And extending this olive branch has nothing to do with if they deserve it. You see, grudge and unforgiveness reflects more harm on ones than who refuse to forgive than anyone else. Because you stop your blessing canal. And so love does not hold back. It brings divine assistance and it opens the door to transformation. It conquers fear and refuses to replay past failures. And that propel us forward into our consecration journey. In other words, it's positioning us to grow in God's unfailing and undeniable love. In other words, you're not walking around saying, he loves me not. You're knowing and you're receiving the character of God is full of love. And so if it's full of love, I'm going to stay in the flow of love. Second John, the 1st chapter, verse 6 tells us, this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. And so we can't say he's talking to somebody else. It's very clear that he said you should walk in it. Someone to come and turn the frequency of patience high. We should walk in love. And so we are not made to construct barriers against God, against his plans, against his purpose, but rather we are designed to navigate in the flowing rivers of his divine will and strive as we pay attention to his word and take actions according. So our God's DNA in us enables us to overcome emotional hurdles and fear-based tactics that seeks to derail us from experiencing God's best. You see, instead of submitting to resistance, We are empowered to flourish as we align ourselves with His guidance and authority, allowing His divine plan to carry us towards fulfillment and purpose. You see, by relenting this control and surrendering to His will, we unlock the potential to transcend obstacles and to step into the abundant life that He has destined us. And so as we engage in prayer, we dive into the mysteries of God, but both in this present day and days ahead. Other words, we're not just doing this just because we are in consecration. Talk to me. We pray the mysteries of God in because we've been commissioned to do it. So let's purposefully activate the law of love. We're not walking in love just because it's the theme of the day. It's the lifestyle of the kingdom. You see, this may entail that we intentionally have to release an act of repentance and extend forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Or perhaps you have wronged them. You see, by tapping into the power of grace that God provides, we equip ourselves to fulfill the task set before us, whether it is a huge task or maybe it's something small. You may see it as insignificant. And God said, it's very huge. So through the transformational power of love and grace, we can navigate changes and challenges, men relationships, align ourselves with God's divine purpose for our life. In other words, we're not looking in the microscope of somebody else's life and saying, this is what I want. We're yielding to the plan of God. And so as we walk in obedience and humility and embrace the law of love, let us open ourselves to experience the fullness of God's blessings and the manifestation of His kingdom here on earth. And stop looking at it, oh, this is about the luck system. No, no. It's about the love system. God's love system. It's not about what you have done, what you have, what you don't have, what you can do, what you can't do. It's not about that. It's about He genuinely loves you. Just think about it. On the cross, He went up on that cross for the purpose of good love. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in Him shall not perish, but he shall have everlasting life. He was your go-between. He was man's go-between. He was my go-between. So stop holding on to those things that He has forgiven you. Receive His love. Receive His plan. Let's walk out His purpose. Today, may your encounter with God take you in remnants that you've never been. There are going to be many. A deliverance power is going to come. And you're going to start seeing yourself through the microscope of God. Not what people have said about you. Not what the enemy has influenced you. Father, I'm asking today that you give them a photojected image. How you see them. And let them walk out the identity of God as they fulfill the assignment that you have given them on their lives. And also, as they pray, the mysteries of God. They see it like you see it. Father, let them move into that place of visualizing what they have in redemption. In Jesus' name, I seal this in the blood in the name. Go on and have an amazing, consecration day number 8. And don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to have a time of soaking in the presence of God. Let's go and make Jesus famous as we pray strong intercession. Love you all. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.